joyous evermore. I guess it's the teacher in me. I like to define my terms as the biblical terms, so we all kind of are thinking in the same direction. A joy or rejoicing is a gladness of heart that prevails, independent of the circumstances, because we know that God is good. Or another way to look at it is its ability to focus on God in every circumstance of life and be glad, knowing that our joy comes from God and not from our circumstances. So it's not a, as some people would visualize, it's not a giddy gladness, but it's a deep-seated joy and peace of knowing that God is in control. So that's the meaning, but let's remind ourselves this is a mandate here. He says, rejoice always. It's an imperative. It's a requirement for the people of God. It is not an option in our lives, but it's an obligation. Often we think that this sounds like it's pretty impossible, but I'm reminded that Galatians 5, verse 22 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so forth. And so it is a joy that is supernaturally produced in us by the Holy Spirit. It's not a joy that we work up on our own. Go through a rough time, and so I just got to pump up some joy here somehow or some way. But it's a supernatural joy, not a natural joy. And so that's the mandate. And then let's look at the maintenance of that joy, or the practice of that joy. Rejoice always. Same word is found in the previous verse, verse 15. But always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. So always conveys the idea of continuously, independent of circumstance. Powerful parallel passage here is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, for anything to be important, God only has to say it once. The way he repeats it twice in the same verse, that's kind of underlining and making it bold. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say, rejoice. We rejoice always because that joy is found in the Lord and not in the circumstances. We lose our joy when our focus is taken off the Lord and turns to the circumstances. But back there in Philippians chapter 4, I read verse 4. Paul practiced what he preached, what he says in verse 10 of Philippians 4. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me is flourished again. Well, you surely did care when you lacked opportunity. So he rejoiced greatly. And as I was reflecting on that context, I jumped down to verse 11. He said, not that I speak in regard of me, but I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. So that rejoicing greatly in every situation is being content in every situation. And that word translated always is a word that is often found in conjunction with prayer in the scriptures. Luke 18 and verse 1 says, man ought always to pray and not to faint. So that's just one of the numerous verses. So I rejoice in the Lord always. In times of blessing, easy. Rejoice in times of blessing. But in times of affliction and suffering and loss, a little harder. Two verses pop into my mind through my study. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul reflects on his ministry when he came to Philippi. divine counsel, no enterprise engaged in without an invocation of divine blessing. And indeed, Paul not only commanded this, Paul practiced it in his life in 1 Thessalonians, just a couple chapters back in your Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, he says, "For what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before God, night and day, praying exceedingly, we may see your face and perfect that which is lacking in your faith." He used the same word in unceasing in chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 of 1 Thessalonians. "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayer and remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father." Chapter 2, verse 13. "For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because you, when you received the word which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as a word of men, as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you." And so, Paul practiced the concept of praying without ceasing. For all seasons, the constant attitude of our heart, regularly releasing unto God our love to Him, Thanksgiving is a commitment to acknowledge His wondrous goodness in every aspect of our lives. Which has meant a lot to me over the years, as I'm sure to many of you too, is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Live anywhere in the universe, but he chose. of the favors we receive, the trials we experience, gratitude in the face of pain and suffering and loss. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Concerning you. Lesson I must learn, trusting God in everything. I'll begin my humble journey.